Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Now, he didn't project it yesterday at the press conference, but I think he's a fighter. I think he's a scrapper. I think when you get to this position, you know, as a coach or that level, I think you've got such supreme faith in what you could do that you're probably immune to the reality of it, even though a part of you knows it's probably over. I think he's waking up today still fighting, still trying to, you know, get out of this hellhole.
I'm not so sure. I know that he knows it's over, and just knowing that you're a lame duck, that's such a weird situation to be in. Now, we don't need to dive too deep into this, and I do want to get to the Jackson Dart thing, but we do have to say that Mr. Mara's health might be playing a factor in the timeline of these decisions here. So, because the first call called up and says, Mr. Mara, get off your ass and fire. Let's just acknowledge that there is something significant going on with his health. We have to do the sports talk part of it. And from a sports talk perspective, fans want the head coach fired. He deserves to be fired based off of their record. But I also don't want to be insensitive to the people who make those decisions and the current health of Mr. Mara. That's a big factor here.
Well said. I mean, there's a lot of things that are complicated, and there's a lot of things that are that we aren't privy to, you know, to the extent of whatever it might be. So yeah, I think that that's the reality of making the situation more complex.
And
you know, we all know what we would do, but it's not as maybe as black and white as some people would think.
Okay, now for the Jackson Dart aspect of it, this was as predictable as the Giants coughing up big fourth quarter leads, him eventually getting hurt. I'm not going to blame Brian Daboll on it, and the play that he actually got hurt on was not one where you're saying, well, it was just, you know, Dart being foolish. I thought he was smart yesterday with the way that he was running the football. I don't know how Daboll didn't know which play he got hurt on. It was pretty obvious to me, and I went back and watched it multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Because the timeline was weird. I was half paying attention to it in real time because I told you I was at that birthday party.
Oh, here we go.
So I see the fumble and I see the hit, but he's back in the game the next drive. And then all of a sudden they go to break to start the fourth quarter. Russell Wilson comes out or whatever the exact thing was.
That's exactly what happened.
And I'm like, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went back and watched it over multiple times, then you could see clearly his head hits the ground. And you see he had the ball. When his head hit the ground, he lost control of the ball. So clearly that was the play that caused him to be concussed.
No question. That is the biggest issue for, you know, certainly quarterbacks. But you know, when you have the ball and, you know, you're getting hit by two or three guys and they've got your arms pinned, you can't stop the fall. And it's really, that's where a lot of the concussions happen, when that head hits the turf, especially a cold, unforgiving soil in Chicago. There's no doubt that's where it happened there. So there's two issues at play. Let's get to the style and the long term, and, you know, whether we blame Daboll for that. But just something else needs to be addressed a little bit more thoroughly here. How the hell was he back on the field? I know that you just referenced this here, but I'm not glossing over that.
Well, whose fault is that?
I mean, I know that there's the independent spotters, obviously. Now, they will see things that that might not be very obvious to a coaching staff who are immersed in a game. I mean, you're not staring at every player. Is he woozy? Is he wobbly? Is he stumbling? You're doing your job. So that's why they've got the independent spotters, which I respect, and that's a good concussion protocol checkpoint. But that wasn't the case yesterday. He was down on the ground. He got up very slowly, clearly dazed. No question.
100%.
You knew he had a concussion. And at the very least, to what extent, I don't, but you knew that his bell was rung and his head was spinning. So, turnover, Giants get a stop, Giants come back out for offense, and it's Russell Wilson. I don't know what happened in those 8-9 minutes of real time, but whatever it was, it's not good enough. You know, I don't know what happened there.
And watching back, knowing the result, as we both did, I'm looking to see if there were signs that Dart was obviously having an issue.
When he came back into me. And he threw a pass, and it was pretty good.
He completed the pass.
Short
pass. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, me too.
And maybe that's what they were thinking. But then Dable's explanation afterward didn't add up.
It didn't add up. And I guess they said on the, where did I see it? That when they started to talk to him, I think maybe somebody realized that. And again, I don't want to color outside the boundaries here because we don't know a ton. But the way it was presented to an extent was they just didn't think he was fit to play anymore. Well, I'm sorry, but you know you've got to make that determination a little bit better, a little bit earlier. I mean, if you see the danger with concussions, right? Not everybody knows this, but the problem is, like, when you get one, I don't want to say that it's okay. It's the brain, and the brain, it's irreversible. It's like you rip up your knee. But when you get a second concussion before the first concussion heals, that's where the problems amplify. So I'm not even, you know, necessarily pointing a finger at the Giants doctor or at Dable or at the NFL spotter. What I am saying, really, I'm asking, I don't know how this young man was allowed back in the game. It was very clear. His head smashed against the turf.
Well, that's my thing. With all the replay, how many times and how many ways they could see it, you're telling me that the spotter or nobody can see that when his head hit the ground, he went... He blacked out and lost the football because of it?
Yeah, he was very...
You could see his... That's why he fumbled it. He recovered the ball. It popped up. He grabs it. He has it. He goes down to the ground. His head smashes into the turf.
Yeah.
He no longer possesses the football. And wasn't even trying. You could just see he was kind of laying there lifeless, for lack of a better term, at least for that moment.
Yeah.
Then was allowed to go back out there after that, which doesn't make any sense. Apparently, none of the guys in the locker room or in the huddle picked up on it either initially, so it's probably Dart who's in extreme pain, just like, no, I'm good, or maybe not even 100% there to even say any issue. We've heard of guys playing. Troy Aikman says he played an entire game with concussion.
They said he didn't remember one.
Okay.
Didn't remember that
right.
game.
So it, to me, this is on the spotter for not being like, yeah, you know what, he took a vicious hit there. It looked like he kind of, his arms, he just, everything gave out.
Little limp,
yeah,
little
maybe,
lifeless,
maybe
yeah.
Let's check in and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Then obviously they did whenever they got him out of the game. So that is a whole separate issue.
It is.
From his style of play. But that can't happen in today's NFL.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, inexcusable.
No, it really is. That it's not like it was the next play where it was like a no-huddle offense and he just jumped back in the huddle and he spat out a play and they ran. Like, There was enough of a window to circle back. So somebody messed something up seriously, and eventually we need to know who and why. That's number one. Number two, this notion that the Giant, whether it's Dable, the next coach, Dart himself, is going to reel in the way he plays is some of the dumbest stuff that I've ever heard. The reason why Jackson Dart is a stud is because of his duality as a player, you know, his quick twitch, his fast, you know, A to B speed, and all the other things that he brings to the table. If you try to keep this buck in the stable, guess what? You got an average. You don't have Jackson Dart, that's for sure. So I know it's part of the conversation, and it comes up all the time. These designed runs, he's got more designed runs than anybody in the NFL. They said that a few times on the broadcast. And I get it. I could see why people would react to that. Who did you think you were getting? Dan Marino out of Pitt, who had a rocket but couldn't move an inch? This is how Jackson Dart's always played.
But it's not sustainable. He can't. You can't rely on any quarterback in the NFL to run that much.
Well, Lamar Jackson does.
He's not Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson throws the football a lot more now. Also, what I would say is the greatest gift a quarterback possesses is his ability to make plays with his legs on broken down pass plays. I've said that for years after watching Michael Vick every single play that he made in the NFL when he first started out. The broken down pass plays on third down are the biggest key. In today's NFL, there are a lot more design runs. Clearly, the Giants use the RPO. That is a recipe for disaster. You can't rely upon it. So why are they relying on it so much? A, because it works. B, because they really don't have anything else. Mm-hmm. So they're going to the well way too much on it. I understand what you're saying. This is his skill set, and you're not going to just turn him into a pocket passer who's not going to run the football at all. It's got to be curtailed in a significant way because he just can't play like that. He's going to get himself hurt.
Look, it's a Schlittler or McClain, right? Like when those young players came up, it would have been unacceptably reckless and cavalier to have one of them throw 114 pitches in his first start. You had to get some checkpoints, okay? That's the baseball. That's like the baseball protective bubble for a young pitcher, right? For a young quarterback in the NFL, I just don't know what the checkpoint is. You lose, you know, two chapters of the playbook? I mean, I got to let him play the way he plays. I know he's going to get hurt. I know. Well, but I know.
Josh Allen ran early on. You got to throw the football. There's a reason for it. It's kind of cheap what they're doing in that, yeah, you're going to have success with the running quarterback, but eventually you're going to pay for it. And now the Giants are paying for it. And you could argue that it could happen even sooner. We've been talking about him getting hurt for weeks. It's because of the amount that they do it. It's not the design run specifically. It's not late in game in a blowout game. It's that you're doing it so often, it is no way possible to sustain that level of combat for Jackson Dart from a quarterback position to get that level of contact from the defenders. This is not college football. The NFL's bigger, stronger, faster. You can't survive like that.
Well, you know, I tell you, there's a difference. Those off-platform plays that, like, say, Mahomes is great
yes,
with, right?
Right.
Those third and 12s, those backbreakers, when it's your team, when your team's on defense and, you know, you have good coverage, whatever that defensive coverage might be, but you have everybody locked up and you're like, oh, we got a sack here. And then some, you know, Mahomes or Allen or whomever scoots out of the pocket and he races 15 yards and tiptoes out of bounds, doesn't get hit. First down, chains move. It is so mentally, it's really one of the worst feelings as a football fan because you did everything right and then guy runs for 15 yards. I'm going to grant you this. That is certainly different than designed RPOs where you're running into the teeth of the defense and you got a linebacker and a safety and a corner and their shoulders are square and they're looking to take you out. I do understand that. But it's also what he does best. And if they didn't want that kind of quarterback, they shouldn't have drafted him.
But we don't even know if that's what he does best because we haven't seen him throw the football enough. Now, there are reasons for that. Without Malik Nabers, without Cam Scadaboo, you're seeing it a lot more. A running quarterback, the RPO was kind of cheat for a crappy team. Well, we can't do anything else, and this is working, so let's do that. For me, a good running quarterback should be used as a bonus, not abused. And this is being abused. Going to the well with Jackson Dart way too often, it's abusing him. It's a part of his skill set for sure. Just like Mahomes you mentioned or Josh Allen, when they need to, they could break the back of a defense. Third down specifically, the RPOs, the way that the Giants have used it, and I'm not blaming Dave, I'm just saying it's circumstance, it's abuse. It is not sustainable. That is a fact. You can keep doing it. You might be able to have some success with it. It is not sustainable.
He's so good, too. He threw one. Was it Theo Johnson? If you were there, maybe you remember if I have the player wrong. No, it may have been Bellinger, actually. There was a throw in the end zone where
Bellinger dropped it?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of stripped away. Yep. Good play by the Chicago Bears, obviously. But that ball was so perfectly placed. And Olsen was talking about how you want to throw it when the defender's helmet is kind of turned around. And, I mean, you're talking about such a tiny, teeny, weeny window with snow and 20-mile-per-hour gusts, and he's on the run, and he threw it through a keyhole. Like, the crazy thing about all this is that if they build up the roster around him and they keep him healthy, Jackson Dart's going to be one of the best six, in my opinion, one of the best 6-7 quarterbacks in the NFL. Might not happen next year, but you give this kid some seasoning, a little more functional weight so he can absorb some hits, a lot more around him. I mean, he can throw, he can run, he's got moxie. The entire locker room loves him. He's afraid of nothing. Like, this kid is the real deal. And I get it. You and I see it a little differently with the RPOs, but I will admit this. The fragility of his long-term, like, NFL existence, it's hanging by a thread. Every time he leaves the pocket, he's getting popped.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.